About 2 dozen fishermen were convicted in Bethel Court in May for taking king salmon last summer when restrictions were in place. 15 fishermen are appealing that decision. The fishermen are arguing that they have the religious freedom to fish, even during closures, because of their traditional Yupik beliefs. The state is arguing that they don't. The state already prevailed in the Bethel Court, and they want the Court of Appeals to confirm the convictions. Assistant Attorney General Laura Fox says it wasn't totally necessary for them to submit a cross appeal, but they wanted to make sure they covered all bases.
The cross appeal is just to make sure that we preserve our ability to make whatever arguments we might later decide to make.
She says it's like a placeholder for possible arguments, but they won't decide on their exact stance until the briefs are filed later on. The briefing schedule has not been set by the court. The fisherman's attorney, James Davis Jr., says the state's cross appeal means more than that.
We're disappointed that the state has filed a cross appeal to, you know, make this litigation even more complicated rather than trying to work with subsistence users to protect subsistence rights.
The state's cross appeal mentions the case Frank versus the state and says that the lower court erred in concluding that the fisherman's conduct was religiously based. Judge Bruce Ward found that subsistence fishing was religious in nature, but it wasn't enough to discount state restrictions. Davis says Frank versus the state is a landmark case that protects everyone's religious freedoms, and for the state to include it in its cross appeal for possible questioning is disturbing.
Frank is one of those signature cases from our court, unique to Alaska, which is so expansive of everybody's religious freedom.
During the Bethel trials, the Yupik fishermen spoke of their belief in the creator, Thumwa, who is not pleased if they don't take what's offered, in this case, king salmon. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.